Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up. Come to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. Gotta change it, girl. Just you and me.
Good evening. You're on the air with Waking Up with Linda McChan. You know, today has been one of those days, you know, with all this technology and everything going on and everybody doing what they have to do. We just have to keep on pushing forward. So this is Mindful Monday, and we're going to be on the air with Aunt G. She's going to come in and give us some information that we have to do what we have to do. Hopefully her lines are clear, because it's a lot going on in the city. It's a lot going on in all the cities. But you know what we have to do is be appreciative. Appreciation is the key. It is the key. You have to appreciate yourself. You have to appreciate all that you're experiencing at this time, because it's all for your growth. We find out what we can do and what we can't do. We find out what's there and what's not there. But the most important thing that we have to stay woke and understand is that winter always turns into spring. Always turns into spring. So when winter turns into spring, you know that those flowers are going to be blooming out there and everything is going to be happening. Before we bring Aunt G on, you know, I want to remind you, take your power to the polls, and census is coming up. And in order to go online, you can go online and do my2020census.org and just fill out that census right then and there. And if you want to understand something about the candidates out here and their initiatives, go to ballotready.org. That's ballotready.org. We're going to get going here. Hopefully, if we have any technical problems, then we lose you. Understand, we love you, and we shall be back tomorrow. You know, when technology sets in, it has a thing of its own. So let me give you something here before we bring on Aunt G with Mindful Monday. You're listening to Waking Up with Linda McChan.
It's been a while, I'm not who I was before. You look surprised, your words don't burn me anymore. Been meaning to tell ya, but I guess it's clear to see. Don't be mad, it's just a brand new kind of me. Can't be bad, I found a brand new kind of free. Careful with your ego, he's the one that we should blame. Had to grab my heart back, God knows something had to change. Thought that you'd be happy, I found the one thing I need. be surprised if I talk a little louder, if I speak up when you're wrong, if I walk a little taller. I've been under you too long. If you notice that I'm different, I'm thinking personally. Don't be mad, it's just a brand new kind of me. It ain't bad, I found a brand new kind of free. Oh, it took a long
about ourselves. And here we have Angie on the line with us, is going to tell us something to be mindful for on this Monday. We missed you on Friday, Angie. We know things happen, but we're back again today, and we got technical problems, but that's okay too. We keep moving forward. We are not defeated over here. Angie, how you doing?
All right. Hey, everybody.
Okay.
Hope everybody had a full, fun, relaxed, and maybe even an enlightened weekend. It was a lot going on, a lot going on these last few days. And pulls you to think, pulls you to wonder, pulls you to challenge.
Mm-hmm.
Challenge your thoughts, challenge your desires, and cause you to think about your purpose.
Mm.
You see, reason why purpose is so important in life, because without it, what is your drive?
Mm.
What is your reasoning? What is your desire? What is your motivation? Purpose is very important because purpose is where you get your drive. Purpose is where you get your desires, your motivation, your eye-opening desires to do something, to a reason. And you see, we lost a wonderful young man Friday, Mr. Chad Bozeman. He fought the fine fight of an unforgiving illness. As many of our listeners and many of our listeners' families, even my own family, also to this day struggling, fighting from the imperfections of this time that we're living in. And what makes you think twice to do while we're breathing and walking and existing? Now, we don't know how long that is. Mr. Chapman had 43 years,
mm-hmm.
you see. 43 years to live and breathe a wonderful legacy that he chose to challenge and chose to put behind for those who's going to follow. And all of us need to do the same thing when we come to, we think about legacy. What kind of legacy will you leave? What kind of legacy will you challenge to change in seeds that you will choose to put down in the soil that we need and crave and cradle on to carry on the torches? There's so many torches that we have to keep lit and keep fighting and keep moving for a better tomorrow. You see, Chadwick, he quoted, and I quote from him, he said, you have to feel the pain and the sting of defeat to stimulate the fight in you. That is so true, you see. You got to make something out of nothing.
Yeah, you do.
And that's true. You're true. Because if you don't, then you can become nothing. So you have to put your ears, your feet, and your mind together to come up with a carry you through and carry the next generation through. Because they're coming through with their eyes wide open, their brains, sponges, waiting to absorb what it is that is yet to come on a daily and a moment and a moment-to-moment basis. You see, you also got to find purpose first. Mm-hmm. Then a job or career was mm-hmm. something that was quoted from Mr. Chadwick, you see. Because, see, that's also true. Because you find yourself bumping around, oh, what do you want to do with yourself? What do you, I don't know. There's so many, if you ask 10 people, I guarantee you half or less of those, you're going to get a lot of, I don't know, I never thought about that. No one's ever asked me. I don't know, I've never been, you know. And this is because we're getting less and less reasons to get pushed to the higher, to get that mentor. If you don't find it at home, you see, my mother was a single parent. She didn't have time to push you to do. Just you had to bring it. And if you didn't find what it is that you wanted to do, anything that we chose to do, though, she was 100. I got you. What you need, she would do her best. To make. If you needed a uniform, if you needed an instrument, I took up flute. She went and got me my own flute. So she said, okay, you know, I might not be able to come and see those concerts, but I'm going to make sure you have what you need. And you see, those things, even though I couldn't understand it then, but as I grew and watched her, you see, her drive and thrive was her children. She had fears every day she left her children because we had to stand for our own. Because she didn't trust strangers. We had to stand for our own and heed those disciplines to live for the next day when we seen her, as we saw her leave. There was many times my siblings were older than me. They left and I was home alone. But I was okay. You know, I was okay. First few times I was like, oh, I don't like this too much. But then I was like, you know what? You're going to dig deeper. You love her. See, I love my mother so much, I'd had to dig deeper. And then when I listened to people like Chadwick, you see, he had to find ways to dig deeper. When doors are closed for him, when doors were closed for me, you had to get creative, get around those blockers.
Yeah, you do.
See, you got to get up and grow up and step over those blockers to create a better tomorrow for yourself and for those that's coming behind you. You see, our purpose is the reason we exist. We got to sometimes get out of our way, you see, get out of our own way to get where we got to get to.
When you're mentioning
purpose here.
Right, you're mentioning purpose here, and because of our technical difficulties, we have a few more minutes, but that topic, purpose, is a very important topic. And I'm so glad that you're bringing it up for the listeners to understand. And my thing on purpose is, and I will be doing a webinar on purpose. That information will be going out. And when people say to me that I'm standing in my purpose, see, they just throw that word around. They don't know how serious it is. My statement to them is, no, you're doing what you want to do right now. Because, see, when you find that purpose, you don't have to, you're doing it. Your purpose is what you do, like Chadwick. This is what he left. He left his legacy.
Yes.
He did that. Right. John Lewis left a legacy. He learned his purpose at an early age.
Martin Luther King.
So those are things that you tell. So when you say purpose, when you say leave a legacy, so I guess you could say that my thing is to leave a torch for these babies. That's what I live for. I live for the youth. That's why I do what I do. I'm doing what I do. I've done what I have did. My purpose is to leave that legacy, but make sure that when they grab that torch, that they hold it on the right end and don't burn themselves. That means that a purpose is a never-ending thing until it's done. You know, you're like you say, you're constantly moving in and out. And I'm so glad you brought up the topic because it will be very helpful for me to add that into my little toolbox. And now that Chadwick is no longer with us, but he is another example of purpose. He did what he
but
had to do.
But his voice is still with us.
Yes.
And that's what it is.
That's what
his
you leave.
His voice is still with us. Martin and Lewis's voices are still with us.
They're still
so we
here.
Need to get these. Exactly. They're still with us and moving us and carrying us on.
Like your mama.
All that we're going through. Exactly.
Right.
Just like your mothers. Right. Your mothers that are, you know, and our fathers and our all of our mentors. All of those that have come before us and have come in behind us and that are here with us even today that are setting examples of leadership. And,
no,
and,
yeah,
and
it's
call
leadership.
The
leadership is the and you have
to
an
become.
Example. Yes.
Yes, and become and causing each and every one of us to improve whatever we need to improve, change whatever we can. And there's one thing that I really wanted to put in my notes for today that I want to leave you all with is you know, we got a lot of this segregations and separations going on. You know, they want to throw out those illegal aliens and immigration. What the hell is that shit? What is it? What does it mean? That means that that person, that's a human being walking over there. Immigration, I don't see no alien. I don't see no green head and no thorns coming out their head. You got to stop it, people. You got to stop it. When you see the poison coming through, block it out. Don't join in. Because,
no.
See, you're going to become that alien. You see, you become what it is that you become the a supporter of. So you got to watch out what it is.
You
that
know what?
You feed into your children,
I
my
am
friend.
So glad you're talking about that when you say you become it. Because when we go through our hindrances and blockage and brick walls and doors slamming in your face and all of that good stuff that's going to give you that creativity and that growth and that strength to do what you have to do, that's fuel for you. I always look, and when you get tired of it, you know, and you realize that it might be coming from a particular person, I just look at them and say, you know what, do you know that he who hinders will be hindered? And they just look at me.
Yeah.
And that's all I say, because that's all I have to say. He who hinders, same thing with what you're saying. And back to what you gave us, I think this was on G about May 29th, when we were, you know, trying to figure out if we was gonna go crazy, stay sane, or what, and you gave us a quote from Ralph Waldo Emerson, and I look at it and I will repeat it, and it says the purpose of life is not to be happy, it is to be useful, to be honorable, to be compassionate, to have it make some difference. That you have lived and have lived well. It stares in my face 24 hours a day.
Yes.
You brought this up. Cedric Bolson is a perfect example of that. Others that were before him, what he had to do, the roles that he played, the what he left for the babies. You understand? And when you see them in their costumes and thinking about that, everybody has to have a hero. And on that note, Angie, that note, I would like for you to close us out before we go, because I'm going to take us out with some music. We had a short and sweet again. We were a little bit further, but this is Mind for Monday, and we want you guys to be mindful out there. I'm going to ask you,
and I do have something.
A close
I do
out.
Have something I do want to close you out with,
close
my friend.
Close us out,
that,
and we're going to take it out till tomorrow.
Struggles are made to shape you for your purpose.
Oh.
Some struggles in life is put there to cause us to think and act. So don't look at struggle so much as, oh, weary me, oh, why me. The struggle is there for a reason. And analyze it, study it, fight it, get through it. You'll see you'll have a better tomorrow.
I love that. You'll have a better tomorrow, because you know what? If it ain't a struggle, it's too easy, you won't appreciate it, okay?
Exactly.
And the ugly things that individuals do or we think that they're doing, or it might seem to be a hindrance or whatever. However, when you get through it, when
it's
you get on the other
of
side of that bridge, you appreciate
when
them.
People show you their ugliness, when people show you their ugliness, Linda, it's their struggles that's trying to get through to them.
Sure,
and don't
it
get
is.
Personal, because it's their
no.
personal struggles. But sometimes you can might help them, if they allow you to, and carry them through those struggles to get to their better tomorrow. So we got to get together and unite, folks. I love you.
You know what, Angie? You going to come back on here on Friday. We're going to take it a little bit longer on Find It Out Friday, because I know that you will have a lot of things that you have to share with us. We appreciate you. And let's do... Just keep in mind and keep our ears open and our hearts open and stay woke, and take the example of Mr. Chadwick and how he went through what he was going through and did what he did, and we never knew it, okay? Never complain.
Humility.
What,
humility.
Yes, that's what purpose is. When you're in your purpose, you're in it, you can't be swayed, no one can tell you yay or nay, you are doing what you're supposed to do. So I'm still trying to locate mine. We're all out here trying to locate ours. What we're standing in at this time is what we want to do or what we have to do to take that road, but it's a how and a when it comes down to that purpose. I love you. We love you, listeners. We will be back tomorrow with Miyosha Marie. She's going to be talking about legends never die. And Stephanie Haynes will be with us with relationships. Please enjoy your evening out there and keep up the struggle. And remember, obstacles are for your growth. We love you. Thank you, Angie. Oh,
teeny weeny bird can fly, oh, I love you, and I'll see you real soon.